The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da-da. Da-da. It's a Friday. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 61 degrees right now. Going to get up into 68 at some point today, but the rain's back. Rain, cloudy, a little rain in the morning. Afternoon will be dry, a little more rain late tonight, and then rain all weekend long on and off.
Oh.
And it will be as hot as 74 on Saturday.
All right.
So, yeah, look, I'm happy. Yeah. In fact, it's supposed to rain every day until a week from today.
Really?
At some point, at least according to what I have on my
phone. This sucks.
Okay, calm down. I do want to apologize. We almost were late for the show because I'm trying to post pictures of sexy dads on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
You know, as
don't
we
most
do,
guys in the morning?
At 6 a.m.
Today is the last day for you to submit yourself for the 2025 WCMF Rochester Sexiest Dad. As of this morning, I believe we are now over 50 sexy dads.
That's got to be a record.
It's funny. Every year we say this, and every year we forget to count how many guys submit themselves. You have until noon today. Voting starts next week, and lest we not forget.
What was that?
The winner of this year's 2025 Sexiest Dad takes home a beautiful watch valued at $500 from our good friends over at Heritage Jewelers.
Damn.
So get your sexy on. No, the reason I'm trying to, there are three dads that had the balls to go shirtless in this year's competition. Sexy Gary, who we know is sexy.
Well, yeah.
We discovered Shay from Webster last week. That guy's all cut up.
Mm.
And then I don't know this guy's name because he is new to the competition.
You don't know his name?
I don't know his name. I mean, it's on there. I just didn't say. I tried to keep the names out of it when I was going to put him on Instagram. I'm going to show you his picture.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So Shay,
that's outstanding.
Shay and Gary, they have the bodies they're trying to impress.
Yeah.
This guy here, Kimmy, who's the hot dog cooking shirtless guy? I don't have his name in front of
showing
me.
His skills.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got it. Matthew.
Matthew, yeah.
Matthew, he's from Newark. He went a different direction.
Yeah.
He's grilling hot dogs.
But he went full dead.
Yeah, he did. Black socks in Crocs, cargo shorts, and he's got a man's body.
He's bare chested.
Yes, yeah. I will say this.
Right.
Nipple to gut ratio, pretty good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because every once in a while, you'll like see a guy and like either his gut is too big for his tiny nipples or his nipples are far too big for his gut. Like if Matthew's got one thing going for him, perfect nipple to gut ratio. So again, today, your final day to submit. You have until noon. Good luck, all you sexy dads from your friends here in the break room on CMF. You know, we were talking about the rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one thing that sucks about it raining this weekend is one of the biggest festivals now in Monroe County will be affected.
Yeah, in the hottest town.
It is hot.
It's the hottest town right now.
Yeah, you're talking about Fairport, Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call
it? The Strip.
Canal Days kicks off, is it today?
Probably tonight.
And let's not forget, there's also now Canal Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you got all those nightclubs.
I guess.
Okay, well, that's what. Oh, I mean, they are
the discotheques.
Yeah, they are.
They do have a range of bars. Yeah,
on Broadway.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
You know, we are Festival Town USA.
Yes, we are.
And there's a whole bunch of stories all over all the news stations locally this morning, talking about the activities that'll be happening at Canal Days. But you saw those stories, and you had an interesting.
Well, like, you know how you kind of have your favorites. You have your go-to festivals. And then every once in a while, you branch out to one you've never really been to or haven't been to in a while. And for whatever reason, it just doesn't feel right.
Okay. So,
or, like, it doesn't feel as homey or, like, welcoming as the other ones you're used to.
So you feel like you don't...
You're a little bit out of your comfort zone.
You feel like you don't fit in at Canal Days?
Maybe. So, maybe. Okay. I mean... Well, is that it, you think?
Old.
Well, if you haven't been down in a while, you were young when you were down there.
The last time I was there, it was probably a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, now you're old.
Yeah, but...
Homeowner,
but do you think,
husband, dog, mortgage.
Do you think that it's a gen... I mean, it's a younger crowd. There's a mix of ages, though.
Yeah,
like,
but
I wouldn't
you
say
just,
like being older.
But you were looking at it through young eyes. Now you're looking at it through your old crusty ass eyes.
Crusty. My old crusty eyes?
Crusty eyes.
You can't hide damn crusty eyes. Kimmy, all right.
I thought we were going to go. Keep going.
Well, no, we do one line. Everybody knows how that. Look, now Kimmy wants to. Everyone knows songs of the Tommy
well,
and Pat
you know,
thing.
Just,
So, Kimmy, you don't think it's so much age. You think it has more to do with socioeconomic level.
No, maybe it's just like what you're used to, like the places that you frequent are different than that.
Okay. No, I think
I don't know if it's so much like an East Side versus West Side thing, or just like you have your favorite go to festivals, and once you branch out a little bit, it doesn't feel right.
All right. I mean, look, to Kimmy's point,
yeah.
Canal Days, although they've existed for a long time,
oh, yeah.
only recently became like a Monroe County-wide festival.
Right.
Like it blew up with Fairport blowing
up. It's not a neighborhood thing anymore.
Well, but that's just it. There are lots of people from Fairport that have been going since they were itty-bitty babies.
Sure.
Right? I would guess a lot of people, although it's a fun event, do feel like a little more, I mean, maybe anxious is the wrong word, walking into that situation not knowing what you're supposed to do, as opposed to a thing like Lilac Festival, whatever your local carnival is,
yeah.
Jazz Fest, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't prevent people from going.
No, but that place will be slammed.
Are you going to go?
No.
Oh, I don't. My butt hurts so bad.
My butt does hurt.
Fairport's so much better than Pittsburgh. I can't handle it. And my butt still. Look at my butt all dragging on the ground.
I've aged out of festival.
Well, you kind of bring that up too, and maybe this is a sign of me getting older, but like, if I'm unfamiliar with the area and I won't know where to park, I'm out.
What are you doing?
You're me.
What are you doing?
Like, if I go there, I'm like, I know it's going to be really busy. I know it's like, if you don't get there by a certain time, you're kind of screwed. So if I'm not comfortable with driving around and finding a parking place, I think I'm less likely to go.
Yeah, here's my rule, too.
Let's throw another old man thing on there.
I got a rule. If I have to park and shuttle, I'm out.
Why?
Yeah, I don't park and shuttle
I ain't parking and shuttling.
I'd rather just like Uber and get dropped off.
Right. I don't want to wait for a shuttle. Then I got to wait for another shuttle
to
go home.
Which I realize is kind of a shuttle on its own.
Yeah.
But the shuttle makes it easier. I like the shuttle.
No, it sucks.
No, I would much rather shuttle than get stuck in traffic.
But the problem with shuttle is you're going to sweat. If it's a hot day,
oh, God, yeah.
you're sweating on that shuttle.
Kids.
I wanted to defend you, Kimmy, about the old thing, and then you just kept talking, and I could no longer defend you.
Yeah, I'm out.
So I've never been to Canal Days.
Ever?
What?
Why would I go?
You never went down with me?
No.
I am surprised.
No, like I always said something going on that night. No, I can't do it. Can't make it out there.
Yeah, like I'm surprised like nobody's dragged you there. Like you didn't meet people there because like there are people I know that are huge Canal Days people and like they will not miss it.
Our boy who lives there was like the mayor of that thing.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, nice guy. I never ended up there. Like I grew up in Gates. I never went to Fairport.
It was nice.
I had an aunt that lives like I have an aunt that lives on like the edge of Fairport.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
That's as far as I got.
Wow.
Like, I didn't even know, like, the village of Fairport existed until, like, 15 years ago.
It's the most condensed festival because it's just right in the that little area. So you don't even have, once you're there, you don't have to go far to see everything.
Well, I will say a couple years ago, my wife's friend had, like, a get-together that had nothing to do with Canal Days. And she lived, like, a mile or two away from where it was all happening. And it looked like Woodstock, all the people walking towards Canal Days.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, from that point on, I was like, I don't know if I want to deal with all that.
It's crowded.
And, like, I don't need any more art. Is there a lot of art?
I don't know anymore. It used to just be food and music.
Rochester's most in-touch morning show. Nobody knows about Canal Days.
You know they got art and all that other. They got to have all that chashkala stuff.
Well, but, okay, you look at, like, a thing like Park Ave. That was, like, an art festival. But it wasn't. It
was a party
festival.
Right, it turned into everything, yeah.
Right, so, like, I mean, what is the vibe?
It's kind of like Park. I would say if it's anything close, it would be Park Ave.
Okay, but.
That style. Why do you put out a question, and then when you get an answer, you don't like it? Even though you've never been.
I didn't say
anything. Explain all that to me.
I didn't say anything. I simply would like to point out. You don't even really know what Park Ave's about.
Yeah, I've been to Park Ave.
No, I know you've been to Park Ave during the Carter administration.
Yes. Yeah, once they went to no open container, I left.
I'm saying, like, Park Ave, even when the open container, it could get out of control. And I don't mean in, like, a dangerous way. I mean, like, a party way.
No, I'm talking about what you're looking for.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're going to have all the beads and garden crap.
No, because like the way you put it, like,
carvings.
Fairport Canal Days was a family fun, but now I got the drinking and the party, and everyone's out at nightclubs and the discotheques.
Oh yeah, no, loud kids, teenagers.
I mean, that is one of the nice things about Fairport. Because there are a couple of towns: Fairport, Spencerport, Brockport, where those little villages close to Monroe County, where you can just let your kids go, and you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, you ain't doing that at this one.
Well, but you can do it in Fairport normally.
Yeah, I guess.
Like if you're just walking around on any other weekend.
Well, yeah. So, like, for example, my daughter's hockey team.
Yeah.
They had their first practice of the year because, you know, June 1st. And then afterwards, they had like the parent meeting, and we were in the village of Fairport, and a couple of kids that live in Fairport were like, we're going to go walk around. And all the parents were like, okay. And I was like, what? Yeah. Like, they just let their kids roam around, like, the greater Fairport
area.
Well,
it's like Mayberry, right? It's pretty quaint.
That's what I mean, right? Like, you know, normally you have to go way out in the sticks to see that happen. But there are some towns where, I mean, that is nice as a parent, like Spencerport, Brockport, Fairport, things like that.
Just old school.
Yeah.
Goo. Is Pittsford that way?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see kids walking around without parents. I mean, teenage kids, like young, like your...
Yeah, like middle and high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like
riding their bikes around.
Yeah. Because it's Pittsburgh.
Okay. You're making a face, though, kind of.
I know.
Like,
you don't seem confident.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not happy about it.
Okay. Well, but that's why you moved to a place like that, though, is so you have the ability to...
I moved there because it was free.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We're talking about Fairport Canal Days. Kicks off this weekend. Not to confuse with Canal Nights. By the way, they have a cover for Canal Nights.
Well, yeah, it's all music, right?
Okay.
Oh,
so you got to pay to get
into the bars.
No, I think they have a cover.
Like to walk
to
around?
I think that there is a festival. I could be wrong. 252
WCMF. I think that'd be hard to regulate, though.
I thought it'd be like just if you go into the bar to hear the music.
Can you Google that? Because it said on 10.
You could be right. Maybe in certain areas.
It said on 10 NBC there was a cover for Canal Nights.
Oh. Or maybe they close off a street with an outdoor stage.
Canal Mornings. Don't even get me started about that.
Oh, yeah.
Which, we're only a couple years away from that. Come have breakfast with rubber ducks.
Well, don't forget, you also got the Fairport Music Fest coming up.
Is that different?
That's different from this.
Okay. Why? What's the point?
Why not?
Well, what do you mean, why not? It's the same thing.
People go to it.
Okay.
Hey, stop having fun twice.
Oh, are you?
Knock it off.
You're going to take that angle?
Young people.
You're going to take that angle after all the crap you've talked on this show for all these years? Well, I just don't get why you need two festivals.
People want it.
It's like, why not have a...
Well, one's a night one for music. Is that a day festival?
No, I get it, but Canal Nights is also that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got three festivals, really. Yeah, Canal Days, Canal Nights, and then Fairport Music Fest.
And then, like, this weekend...
And then Fairport Days.
This weekend is also the Spencerport Carnival, I believe.
The Fireman's Carnival.
Yeah. So it would be like having another Fireman's Carnival a month from now. It's the same damn thing. You would laugh at that. Oh, you do buses, two carnivals.
Canal Nights. It does look like there are tickets are $10 and you can purchase them in advance. I don't know what time that starts though.
In touch with Rochester, Canal Nights.
I'm not spending $10.
9 o'clock?
Hear music
o'clock.
I could put on my transistor at home.
I mean, you're not wrong there.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of like Margaritaville.
After 7, you may need a ticket.
After 7?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's when the first band starts,
it looks
like.
That's when the night starts.
Okay, no.
you can't do it till the night hits.
It's okay. First of all, it's two more hours of sunlight, so it's not when the night starts. Second of all, tonight, like if I want to go after work, what, am I going to sprint down there for 15 minutes of free fun? Do they clear everybody out that's out there already to make
them
pay?
Well, they probably start shutting down the outside stuff for the night, and then... They force you to go and hear the music.
But like, let's say that I'm already in like a bar down there. You're like, hey, get out. Go pay your $10. Come back in.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you regulate that? Fairport.
Get a jump on it, man.
And if you don't do that, are there chances that'll like go half an hour early,
bro,
hide in the bar?
Be like, half the people at that event are chintz.
At Fairport Canal Days?
Oh, yeah. They're chintz.
Really?
Yeah, they don't spend.
Well, no. I thought Fairport spent.
No. They don't spend. That's why they get to live at Fairport.
Oh, really? Says Pittsford.
Yeah. What? You call me King Chintz?
Well, I don't know. A guy who wouldn't go to Park FS for a $5 parking spot? 252 WCMF. So we were laughing that there are two Fairport festivals.
Yeah.
Turns out we're wrong. Jacob's on CMF. Hey, Jacob. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What are you good?
Sorry, I have some crap in my throat.
You're good.
The Steel Rail Revival, July 26th, 80 bands are going to be in Fairport Village. So that's just another thing they're throwing in.
All right, that's three.
That happened. I started a few years ago.
Okay, that's three. So we got three festivals then?
At least, yeah. I'm probably forgetting one, but at least. And with the, the road shut down, everything's detoured. I think they're going to cram all that into an even smaller space this year.
Oh, man. Get ready for the complaints, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is.
Good luck.
It is Fairport. Look at Jacob. Good luck, Dick.
Complaint fest.
Enjoy fun. Hey, do you live in Fairport, Jacob?
I work in Fairport.
Okay. Are you going to Canal Days or Nights or Mornings this weekend?
I'll stick around in the morning because I'm going to be there, but then I'm getting the heck out of there when the crowds roll in.
Okay.
Once they start putting up the cones, get out.
Jacob, enjoy your weekend, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys. You too.
Yeah, there goes Jacob. All right. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, enjoy.
Whether you're hanging out on the west side at the Spencerport Fireman's mm-hmm. Carnival, the east side at Canal Days, or at your house.
Yeah.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know I'm very pro peeing outside.
Oh, yeah. You're an outed wizard.
Well, no, it's not like I enjoy it. It's just there are certain things that exist in our society that make it necessary sometimes.
Well, plus we can do it.
Well, yeah. Well, women can too. We've talked about this.
Yeah, but it's hard.
You just pop a squat. You're
yeah,
fine.
But it's – wait, you got to admit.
All right, fair.
I'll take our situation over theirs.
Fair enough. But there are circumstances because not even I – the champion for outside peeing
yeah.
can justify what this man is accused of.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Pen Yan.
Man, what is with Pen Yan and peeing?
No, I bet you we've had, right.
I bet you we've had five guys busted for whizzing in Pen Yan over the last couple of years.
One guy, I guess, that was a repeat offender.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about the Pen Yan pier.
Yeah.
A 57-year-old
57?
Man was arrested. After police say he was seen taking a leak.
Where?
In the middle of a busy intersection.
Wait, he stood in the road?
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Witnesses say they were just like standing there watching him when he started urinating in the middle of the street. Now, we don't know what time of day. We don't know the circumstances surrounding it. And again, these are just allegations.
Sure.
He was arrested at the scene. He was taken into custody, charged with disorderly conduct. And he's got a court date coming.
Yeah.
All right. So I think all three of us in the room can agree, peeing in the middle of a busy intersection, not right.
Yeah.
Should be illegal.
Yeah.
But we can also all agree that not all outdoor peeing should be illegal.
Okay.
Because there are folks who, in emergency situations, end up getting arrested and charged with some same charges as, like, sex offenders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not right. So I think it might be time that we in the break room and all of our friends listening come up with a standard across-the-board rule when it should and shouldn't be illegal to pee outside. What are the circumstances in which it should be completely free and legal to take an outside leak?
Well, okay, so I have a question. If you are hiking, camping, whatever, I mean, like, there are people that, like, if you're really doing serious camping, go to the bathroom in the woods, right?
Yeah.
Is that technically legal, or is it just nobody sees you, so you're fine?
I think it's technically illegal.
Technically illegal?
Yeah, I mean, you're in public going to the bathroom.
I mean, a deer can turn you in.
Oh. I was just curious, because I know it's, like, it's, you know, what you have to do if you're really camping.
There's nobody out there that's going to see you.
Sure.
Right.
But let's say there was somebody on the other side of those trees that looked at your penis. I mean, that, you took your penis out. Outside. That's against the law.
Yeah, once the penis is exposed, you're in trouble if somebody sees it.
You got
it. No matter where you're at.
All right, but with that in mind,
right.
Tommy, finish this sentence. For you to be okay with a man taking it out and going in public, he needs to what?
Well, first of all, like, he needs to be aware of his surroundings.
Okay.
So, no child, and you have to be, your back has to be to the public.
Okay, but see, that can be difficult because public is everywhere all the time.
I understand, but like some in the situation that you're in at the moment,
okay,
if you had to turn your back to the public,
okay,
no children around, and you had to be off and get as far away as possible.
Okay, well, as far away as possible can be California, man. You're being too New York State law vague. We need to nail this down.
I don't think it can.
All right, so I like your first point.
Yeah.
No children present.
Right.
That can be within shot of you.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the second point. Of you're back to everybody.
Yeah.
Can we fix the law to say back to the people you're aware of? Is that fair?
Well, that's only people you could do it
well,
to.
Well, no, because there are people that think they went off and went to the bed and then somebody sees them from another side and that's a penis, you're under arrest.
But I'm saying I can only be...
You can only face one.
I can only fix what I'm aware of.
That's my argument. Because...
Like, but what are you peeing on?
Okay, let's talk about that.
All right.
What am I legally allowed to pee on?
You're not allowed to pee on buildings.
All right, no building pee.
You can't pee on hard surfaces.
Give me a hard
That's
surface.
A thing.
Any kind of hard surface that won't absorb your pee. So it's got to be gravel, grass, dirt. It can't be on
driveway.
Sidewalk,
okay.
Driveways,
okay.
The intersection of Pen Yan.
Is that a real thing?
No, he's just making his
own. Oh, I thought you were saying that was an actual law.
Okay, but see, folks would argue gravel counts as hard ground.
No, but it'll at least absorb the pee.
Yeah, right?
My rule is no runoff.
No runoff.
It has to go into the ground. And gravel will do that.
As a man who has peed on gravel at several Bills games.
I was going to say, Bills games,
it'll
where
run.
You're going to see that.
How does it run if
puddles.
It's on gravel? It's going to go right through the gravel.
It just depends on how well that gravel's in there, buddy.
Right.
Sometimes you get some tight packed gravel, now your pee's everywhere. It's bouncing back up. It's hitting your bumper. It's all over your shoes.
Ooh.
I mean, extenuating circumstances, you deal with it.
Yeah. All right.
Kimmy, would you like to add anything? Because, I mean, the female aspect of this.
It's tough. That's hard. I mean, you got to, like, really find a hiding spot if you're going to go to the bathroom in public.
Let me ask you a question. Are you offended when you see women on the side of the highway squatting in a ditch to go to the bathroom?
No, I mean, I get you. I mean, that's an emergency situation. I get it.
Tommy, are you offended when you see women on the highway squatting in a ditch to go to the bathroom?
It is a little shocking when you see it. But aren't you a little shocked when you see it?
Well, they got to go. You got to go.
I mean, we've had some friends that were pretty girls that we knew back in the day that were pretty open peers when we were like all hanging out.
Yeah.
And it would be a little graphic, man.
Okay. But like you wouldn't be offended at a guy standing in a ditch is back to the highway going to the bathroom.
Well, I've seen that. I don't see women peeing very much.
Okay.
And
yeah, you got to pay for that premium actually.
Oh, you do, bro. $12? Come on. Yeah, I would be a little shocked.
So you would not put that in your law? That should still be against the law.
I'm not saying it's against the law, but I'm a little shocked. Because I'm surprised she's doing that exposed in the public.
Well, what other choice does she have?
I get it, man. But you are exposed.
I don't think you get it because you're arguing against it.
Well, I can see your goods.
Well, but okay, what do you mean? You can't see her goods,
bro. Those girls were squirting when we were around.
Oh my god,
you could see the goods.
Oh my god, bro,
you didn't, bro. We saw those girls' goods.
You're flying by like 70 miles an hour. Unless you slow down, or you're like, oh, you're not seeing the goods, you creep ass bitch.
But let's say you're stuck in traffic because I told you like going to sometimes you get stuck in long lines of traffic for hours. Yeah. People get out of the car and have to go to the bathroom with their kids and stuff.
Yeah.
You'd see that.
Okay.
And you get a good look at them goods.
252.
Oh, the sunshine's hitting them goods.
That sounds like more of a you thing than a them thing.
What do you want from me?
Not to do what you're describing.
I'm a guy looking at her stuff.
What are you? I'm just a man
standing
here in front of you looking at your stuff.
Yes.
252 WCMF. We started this discussion about a 57-year-old man in Penn Yan who was arrested after police say he started urinating in the middle of an intersection. And you can't justify that.
No.
But I think there needs to be more specific laws about where and when you're allowed to pee in public. We're trying to figure it out. So Tommy's rules so far are only peeing on ground that will absorb the pee.
Right.
You have to pee back to where all the people are.
Yeah,
right?
Back to the public.
And no children around.
Right.
I think that's fair so far. 252 WCMF. Brad's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Duffy, what's up, man? How are you?
Good, man. What you got?
Well, you know where I tailgate at the Mafia House.
Yep.
There's people 10 feet from me. I walk over to the truck door and open the door. I haven't peed in a porta-john at the Mafia House in 10-plus years. The owner told me, don't waste plumbing on urine.
No, I mean,
don't waste plumbing on urine.
I think that the Bills parking lot is a completely different discussion.
I mean, the grounds around the Bills stadium just have to be full of pee.
Urine soaked.
Yeah. I mean, it's got it. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that's going to look like in decades from now.
Well, you guys are saying you got to walk like way far away. As long as your back's to the public, I mean, I open a truck door and stand there with my back to the public. There's people 10 feet from me. I've never had anybody say anything.
But you can see your stream, man.
Well, no. Well, it depends
on. But,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can see the stream, but no one's complained. I mean, like everybody does it there. No one's complained. But I've done it at concerts, any of them places, and no one said anything. I mean, if you're turn around, stand, and just pee where everybody can see you, but if your back's to them, I've never had an issue.
All right, so Brad says pee anywhere you want, buddy.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
As long as you don't see your knob.
Brad, thanks for the call, buddy.
You're good to go.
All right, there you go.
You can't hide that squirting knob.
That doesn't even rhyme. No, I mean, there is a way to do it even more covert at Bill's parking lots. Like, I told you about the laundry detergent bottle system.
No.
You buy it, you get a bottle of laundry detergent.
Yeah.
When you're done with it, you cut the tip of it off, you know, like the scoopy part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now you can fit your whole junk in there. You bring that to the Bills game. You open up both doors so you have a full blocked urinal, and you stick your dong in the bottle. You will not out-pee the detergent bottle.
How is that not fun? What if you better not confuse them detergent bottles.
You don't bring it home and use it again. You just wash it out when you're done.
I thought you throw it out.
No.
Wait.
Yeah, you're not
going to. You reuse it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's called recycling.
So there are some guys I know that would put it through the dishwasher.
Oh my God.
Pee in the dishwasher?
No. Yeah, yeah. That's
no, why would you bring
one
that
one of
home?
The worst Michael Jackson albums ever after Blood on the Dance Floor was Pee in the Dishwasher.
Why would you bring that home?
Well, what I do, I just take dish soap, I put it in there with water, shake it up for like 3 minutes, and then I dump it out, and it's clean.
But no, it's not clean.
Why is
well,
what's
but
wrong?
It doesn't have to be clean. I mean, you're just going to pee in it again.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I just...
You're on. You're in on this?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you don't need to clean it, really.
I just don't want it to smell like urine.
Yeah.
How about you just... throw it out
well,
and you get another one?
Then you need a new one.
Yeah,
you
got to not...
wait for, like... I mean, I don't know how fast you go through the...
Stock them up. You can stock them up all year.
No, stock them up and now. I'm not going to wait,
God.
No.
You people are effing... animals.
First of all, watch
you're just openly peeing and peeing in detergent bottles that you save.
I'm not openly peeing.
I
My
wouldn't
penis
touch
is
any of your goddamn tailgating food.
By the way,
how much whiz are you ingesting by proxy in that joint?
Whiz by proxy.
What are you doing with a detergent bottle?
Yeah, I'm not touching my penis at all.
I'm just putting the lid
on. I'm touching it to put it in the bottle.
Yeah,
and yeah, multiple guys will use the same bottle. So my penis.
Wait! You guys are gang peeing the same bottle?
Not at the same time, but yeah.
Well, no, but multiple penises will touch that Tide jug.
You got to negotiate your penis into the bottle so it doesn't touch the side.
I'm getting sick.
I just want to point out they do make those pop up tents now.
Yeah, it's too much work.
It's just a pop up tent.
I don't want to buy.
What's
that?
A pop up?
So it looks like it's like a one person pop up tent, and people will put like a bucket in there or something, so you can go to the bathroom in the tent.
What are you, the Marines?
I'd rather do that than like open a door where.
How
people
about
can
go
still
use the goddamn portage?
Because I'm gonna lose.
Those are pretty gross.
Those are gross, and I'm gonna lose.
No, this is gross.
If I were you, the more sanitary thing is to find another option if you have one, because those I don't know if they ever clean those things, and I don't want to know what you're touching every time you open and close that door.
Not to mention I'm losing 30 minutes of tailgate to stand in line to go pee. I'll use my bottle. 30 seconds, right. I'm done. You don't want to use a bottle? I'll bring the bottle in here. We don't have to leave the room.
I do not want to use
dirty-ass
pee bottle.
Like your penis is some kind of like royal penis. I know where that penis has been.
Yeah, but I've talked about your mother like that. But no, I don't want to get some goddamn whiz disease on
whiz
my penis.
Whiz disease?
Yeah, I'll get like penis warts.
Everybody on hold, I would love to talk about your penises a little more, but we are out of time.
Oh, God.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got some good news and some bad news.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the good news, folks who had it harder growing up, maybe in an advantage right now.
So that tough upbringing.
Yeah. But the bad news, it's because you're going to have to rely maybe on your old skills.
Ooh.
Because, Tommy, when you grow up a certain way, you learn how to eat as inexpensive as possible.
Yeah, you struggle.
Yeah.
You eating low.
Okay. Which means, based on what we're about to share with you, you and your family will have delicious things to eat despite buying some cheap-ass food. Why are you laughing? This is a legitimate skill.
I'm sure it is. I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story starts with soup.
Soup.
Campbell's, the soup company.
Oh yeah.
Has sold a ton of soup the last couple of months.
Really?
Yep, their profits are way up. And that's great for Campbell's.
Yeah.
But traditionally, it's bad for the economy.
Okay.
When folks buy soup, it means they are looking for cheap meals to make at home.
Yeah, they stretch.
You got it. Mm-hmm. So either they have stopped spending money or they don't have the money to spend.
Yeah.
And we saw a similar story last month, Kimmy, with the rise in the sale of frozen pizza.
Yep.
Bottom line is this. It looks like folks are skipping restaurants.
Staying home.
Yep, and to cook at home more.
Cooking low.
Yeah. Well, with soup, you got to cook low and slow.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. And if you're trying to save money cooking at home, there are a group of people who are at a major advantage right now.
Who's that?
Folks who grew up busted.
Soup kids. You were kind of soup kid.
Soup kid.
You were, though.
I would wear a t-shirt that said soup kid.
Because soups are like your last option.
No, but soups are delicious.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying
like.
Nice
variety of soups.
But you can't get much lower than a can of soup.
Hmm.
Why is that low?
It is. It's not, you don't come home, oh my God,
I
got to get home. I got a can of soup waiting on me.
Chicken noodle soup. I could eat chicken noodle soup every day.
You give me a good squash soup out of a can.
Well, now you're going squash soup.
What squash soup is also inexpensive.
The hell it is, you man. Campbell don't even make no squash soup.
I think they do make squash soup.
Oh, maybe on their upper brand.
Their upper their squash upper brands? Brand. Yeah. Okay.
Campbell's Kitchen or something like that.
Shut up.
Squash soup.
When you grow up without a lot,
yeah,
you learn certain things that you don't realize you're learning.
Did y'all soup?
Yeah, there's a lot of soup. Like grilled cheese and soup was a prime standard in my house. Mm-hmm. You also start to love certain foods when you grow up like that you don't realize costs next to nothing.
Yeah.
And that skill serves you well for the rest of your life. Because there are some busted recipes, Tommy, people have made, learned to make, amazing.
Yeah.
And to this day, even though you don't have to eat them or haven't eaten them since you were a kid, you still kind of long for those recipes.
Like butter noodles.
I love butter noodles. Noodles, butter, salt. Got to be egg noodles, though.
Yeah, yeah. The bag, that wide bag of noodles. Okay.
Okay, why are you saying it like that?
I mean, it's good, but yeah. No sauce, no meatballs.
Well, yeah.
No squash.
I understand that's what butter noodles are. Yeah. And you can throw some squash in there. Nobody's going to yell at you. All right. Help me out. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What is your favorite busted recipe since childhood? Have you gone back to making it? Because here's the thing. We share this stuff. It helps people. Mm-hmm. Legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, what was your favorite busted food recipe when you were a child?
So I don't know if this qualifies as busted, but this was always what my dad made when my mom wasn't home. It was just toast with tuna fish and like a slice of melted cheese on top.
Oh, okay. So like half
a tuna melt.
Like a tuna melt. Yeah. But it was like, I loved it. And I don't know. Like that was one of my favorite like simple foods that we would eat for dinner.
Yeah. Because can of tuna costs less than $1.
Yeah.
Right. Throw a little bit of mayonnaise in there. Piece of toast, piece of cheese. That's a good meal.
Right.
Right. You got your carbs. You got your protein with your fish. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of dairy with the cheese. You're golden.
Okay.
And you like eating that to this day?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I enjoy it. My husband thinks it's a little gross. I don't know why.
I mean, you're either a tuna family or you're not a tuna
family. Yeah.
He doesn't get the cheese part. I'm like, I don't know. I thought that was a normal topping.
Yeah,
for
cheese
tuna.
On fish is usually a no-no in an Italian house.
But
anyway.
That's a tuna melt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you like tuna melts?
I haven't had one. I like melts. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. No, you know,
it's not my go-to melt.
Okay, what is your go-to melt?
Oh, the patty melt.
All right, that's too expensive. We can't make that.
All right. Because like for me, I would say like a low food that's good, grilled cheese.
Did you have grilled cheese growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You had like a mother that was like making 4-5 course meals every day for every meal.
So grilled cheese with bacon is
okay,
delicious.
Nope, now we're out. Can't afford the bacon.
We could.
We're looking to keep it cheap here.
All right, I would say just flat-ass grilled cheese.
So you would eat a grilled cheese today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a delicious sandwich.
No, I agree with you. I love grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, can you adult up a grilled cheese a little bit?
Well, you'd have to add some meat to it.
Maybe some tomato. Like, you got to add
bacon,
a little bit of
ham.
Okay.
Certain types of bread, maybe.
Oh, you know what would be good?
Fancy it up.
Fried bologna.
Well, again, we can't afford
bologna. Well, you said, how do you adult it up? Bologna's pretty cheap.
Okay, pretty cheap, but we're trying to stretch our budget.
I bet you bologna's pretty dirty.
This is why I hate guys like him. This is why I hate guys like
why?
Him.
I can't wrap that around.
Oh, you want to fix your budget and spend less money. Let's add more things. I was saying, like,
catch of the day. How about catch of the day? And a grilled cheese.
I was thinking, like, add a third piece of bread and make it a triple-decker grilled cheese.
Third piece of bread?
Triple-decker grilled cheese, bro.
All right, that may be good.
I mean, can't go wrong.
All right, the A number one cheap meal, and I think that
as low as you can go.
The only way you enjoy this is if you grew up on it, is chipped beef on toast.
Yeah, it's kind of like Army food.
Yeah, it was. A Depression World
like,
War
even the Army doesn't serve it anymore.
But it's calorie-dense, so it goes a long way. It is unbelievably cheap.
You used to call it a S on a shingle?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. And it's super easy to make. And there is nothing that tastes like it. I love chipped beef on toast.
So what? Is corned beef hash the same thing? Or is that something?
No, this is dried beef.
Beef, right.
Just straight-up dried beef.
Because my brother-in-law used to eat that...
Corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the can.
Whoa.
I mean, he put it in a frying pan
okay.
with eggs.
Yeah, I get down on that.
It's nasty, but it's good.
It's not nasty. It's delicious.
Nasty.
Bro.
It looks like dog food, man. Okay. It looks like Alpo.
It is delicious.
Do you, when it comes to like the frozen foods, do you see that as like a cheap meal? Because that's not always like a cheap thing. But it is like a go-to, like a quick go-to meal.
I guess it depends on what we're buying frozen, because there are some like things that are unbelievably expensive.
Yeah.
But we talked about the frozen pizzas that you can get for like $3-4 now, right?
Yeah, the cheap ones.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
So like, because I'm thinking like a lot of frozen foods were kind of like that go-to cheap meal for people.
Those bags of veggies,
you could keep
too.
It forever.
I mean, if it's less than a buck, and you're right, it's there to have it.
Stock it up.
But like those bags of frozen peas, broccoli, spinach, like frozen bricks of frozen spinach will send you around. Why are you making a face?
I know what you're saying, but like blocks of frozen spinach just sounds gross when you
like
say
I'm gonna
it.
Find a finger in there.
They're delicious. They're cheap, and you can do 1,000. Depends on whose finger it is. 252 WCMF. Campbell's posted almost record sales in the last quarter because folks are buying more soup, which is great for Campbell's. Mm-hmm. It's bad for the economy, according to experts, because that says people are spending more
money
on cheaper food. And if you grew up busted, you have a way to save on what you eat when times like this show up. We got folks sitting on hold. Salt writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My struggle soup was ramen noodles and tuna.
So it's just a tuna casserole, basically.
Yeah, it sounds gross, but I've had it made where it's really good.
I don't like hot tuna fish out of the can.
Oh no! I thought people ate it cold.
No, because the ramen.
Yeah, the ramen would heat it up.
Yeah. I was thinking of like the tuna, I almost would call it like a mac salad where people put tuna.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, with the little circle, pasta. Right.
Dude, that's good.
So Salt goes on. You can make it fancy with a hard boiled egg. I ate that until I was around 25. So
make it. Fancy with an egg.
Well, but again, you're getting. I'm always afraid of ramen now.
Why?
Because it's like a. It's just like a bomb of sodium.
Oh,
like that can't.
That's why it tastes so good.
But you can't. Yeah. It can't be healthy to eat a brick of dry noodles and then here's a mystery seasoning you put in there. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. Good morning.
Hey,
buddy. If Tommy doesn't like hot tuna from the can, he's going to the wrong bar. Anyways, our meal back in the day was fried potatoes and pieces of hot dog.
Fried potatoes and pieces of hot dog. I'm down on that.
Yeah,
I'm down on that.
Grandma used to do it in a cast iron pan. You load it up with ketchup. Best food ever after a couple dubs.
With your grandma?
No, grandma didn't smoke. She cooked, brother.
Joe, thanks for the call. Potatoes are the...
Grandma didn't.
She cooked.
It's my favorite Ribs Arkansas. No, like you get a bag of potatoes, those things will take your own.
Well, yeah, because you're Irish. Like it's what saved your people.
No, yeah, but we weren't a potato family. Like it was a pasta thing.
Okay. I guess, yeah, that is funny, the difference between Irish and Italian, right?
Yeah, just whatever your base food is.
Yeah. Nate writes us, my dad used to make bachelor dinner when my mom was gone.
Bachelor dinner?
Mac and cheese with ground beef. Unreal.
Yeah, that's got to be tasty.
But that's just it. Sometimes making stuff cheap is just like zhuzhing up basic stuff.
Yeah.
Like
and some protein in there.
Exactly. To this day, I love mac and cheese out of the box with hot dogs and corn.
Oh, corn. Why
corn?
Yep, you drain the corn. You take
I've never had
can
it with
of corn.
The corn.
Yep.
I've had it with the hot dogs.
The hot dogs, corn, box mac and cheese.
And you put it all in there, the same thing?
Yeah. It's a lunch. You add two things that are cheap, makes it a dinner.
Right.
It is amazing the difference the hot dog and the corn will make. And I think that the soup sales, Tommy, are a perfect example of this. Because the amount of thick soups you can buy, throw some rice in there and a vegetable, you got a real meal all of a sudden.
Well, you got a little goulash.
That's what I'm talking. Oh, I love goulash. Oh. I haven't had goulash in so long.
It's because it's like old It's like old food
but
that nobody cooks anymore.
It's so good.
And it also doesn't sound good.
No. Okay. No, they could have picked a different name.
Like, you couldn't put that on a menu at a restaurant. Hey, tonight's goulash night.
There has to be a
There's
restaurant
gotta
that
be
sells
a place.
Goulash.
Yeah.
No. Bro, the Eastern European neighborhoods we still
it
have?
Would have to, yeah, it would have to be in one of those neighborhoods. Because you couldn't do it in, like, Pasty Town.
Don't let me down.
Pasty folk don't eat no goulash.
I'm as pasty as you get. I ate goulash a ton when I was a kid. My mother used to make it, though, with like the stewed tomatoes.
I thought she couldn't cook.
No, you don't have to cook to make goulash.
Yeah, but you have a little skill.
No, it's boiled pasta, meat, and tomatoes.
Yeah.
But like my mother used to make it with like, you know, what do you call those tomatoes where they're still full tomatoes, but they're in a can?
Yeah.
Stewed tomatoes?
Yeah.
So like you'd have to eat like it's like scoop of pasta, scoop of beef, and like half a tomato.
Wait, she didn't cut the tomato up?
You'd eat the whole
It would,
tomato?
Like, cook down.
Yeah, but you got to cut it.
Well, I don't know. Is that what you're supposed to?
I don't know. I've never had the whole tomato.
Tomato wad.
Well, no, it was
I got a whole tomato wad in my mouth.
It was like chunks of tomato. Chunks of tomato. Chunks of tomato. So, you know, as we're getting all these folks on Instagram writing us, Duffy on WCMF, there are potential problems with the cheap eat. The first being, most of the time, it's probably not the healthiest idea.
Well, soup's like full of sodium.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. I mean, goulash doesn't sound
great. Yeah, it's
hot
all
dog,
pretty,
mac cheese, right? Okay.
You're going to get fat.
That being said, if you're replacing eating out with this type of stuff, probably not much of a difference. Mm. The bigger problem could be if you are in a relationship, because different folks were raised different ways, and Kimmy just touched on this. It can be hard if your partner grew up in a better situation than you to now sell them on a busted menu because your husband doesn't want hot tuna.
No, I don't think he's...
But isn't he like a beefaroni guy? Like pastas?
Well, so we had this argument early on in our relationship. He loves...
SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs.
Oh,
yeah. SpaghettiOs.
What, you don't like SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs no, I like SpaghettiOs, nasty. But his argument is SpaghettiOs are better than like homemade spaghetti and meatballs.
No.
Like he prefers...
No.
He prefers like Italian the canned...
dog food.
The canned like... SpaghettiOs, beefaroni, whatever is in a can. Like he thinks that he used to at least. I don't know if he still feels this way.
That's like last resort.
But that to him was like he made the argument. Like I prefer that.
I love beefaroni
because I understand you didn't know any better.
Don't patronize me.
Why you didn't?
I know. I just say I eventually grew up. I know other things. I just still like these things.
Ugh.
You can like good and
it's
bad.
It's mushy pasta and rancid sauce.
When's the last time?
I don't know why, but now the smell of SpaghettiOs kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, because it smells like a can of ass.
You're a bad person.
It smells before you heat it up.
It does.
It's
toxic.
I can eat SpaghettiOs cold.
Ugh.
Great. My brother used to eat SpaghettiOs cold.
Ugh.
All right, I want to get the vote in the room on this one, and then we'll move on.
Right.
Because this is standard po food. Ethan writes us, the classic peanut butter and fluff. How does the room feel about peanut butter and fluff sandwiches?
I don't like the fluff. I like the peanut butter.
Okay. So
that's too sweet.
So that you're out.
I don't like jelly.
What?
You don't like jelly?
I'll eat a peanut butter sandwich, but I don't want peanut butter and jelly.
You don't eat peanut...
You psychopath. Who eats a peanut butter sandwich?
A dog?
It's too sweet.
What?
But it balances out the stickiness of the peanut butter.
I like it sticky. I like a good sticky meal.
Like, that would take you an hour to eat that sandwich.
No, I can get it down.
And he doesn't drink milk either, so he's drinking it with a peanut butter sandwich with a glass of water on the side for dipping. Kimmy, peanut butter and fluff, you in?
I was never a fluff person.
By the way, fluff looks gross, man.
It's just marshmallow.
Yeah. I mean, when you eat it, it's like nasty.
I'd rather go PB&J.
I was never a big fluff guy either.
Yeah.
But there are people, I did see this thing on Instagram the other day. So it's people sitting by a campfire. They take a peanut butter cup. They dunk it in a jar of fluff.
Oh, my God.
It comes out marshmallowy. They heat that up, put it on graham cracker.
You need the crunch of the graham cracker.
It's like sweet bull semen.
It's like a s'more with peanut butter.
Yeah. Ugh. All those things go together.
Okay. The other thing, if you have kids, this can also be an issue. Because if you're young, you can get away with this stuff. Yeah. A lot of it's fun food. But like, if you have middle to high schoolers that aren't used to eating like this, they're going to push back.
Oh, yeah.
You can't introduce them at that age. It's too late.
But, I mean, they are at that age, too, Kimmy, where you can explain, here is the family budget. This is what we have to do.
Yeah.
They'll understand that. So good luck with your cheap eating. Who doesn't eat jelly?
I hate jelly.
It's a weird one.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.